Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Let There Be Love, a moving and comic drama about how an aging father and equally headstrong daughter find one another. Opens April 8th at the Geary Theater, act-sf.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. In a sign of things to come, about 1,500 farmers and people in the Central Valley were ordered to stop taking water from rivers and streams. The State Water Resources Control Board started sending out notices yesterday to farmers who get their water from the San Joaquin River watershed. The concern is that if too much water is diverted from streams and rivers, it'll dry up the waterways and threaten the safe passage of fish. Next week, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear arguments on whether states can ban gay marriages or refuse to recognize ones performed in states where it's legal, like in California. One of the industries that's speaking up in support of gay rights? Well, the California Report's Scott Schaefer tells us.
It's fair to say that Google, Apple, and Twitter are not friends on Facebook. But all these California-based competitors agree on one thing. State restrictions on same-sex marriage are bad for business. Those tech titans are among the hundreds of companies that joined a friend of the court brief urging the justices to legalize gay marriage nationwide. Susan Manning is a patent attorney with lots of high-tech clients. She helped corral them to sign on.
What these companies have to say about marriage equality and the business case for marriage equality, I think, resonates in a greater way because the public understands, you know, who these companies are and what they stand for.
In fact, Silicon Valley companies have become leading proponents of gay rights issues nationwide. UC Hastings law professor Rory Little says it may reflect a growing consensus on the issue.
Facebook obviously touches so many different people's lives that for Facebook to say something is, in a sense, an indication that all these people in their social lives won't be offended, at least, by that position.
It's also a signal to socially liberal tech workers that these companies value diversity and equality. But Little says briefs like this rarely influence the court. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
California is home to one of the largest Armenian populations outside of Armenia. And that diaspora was mostly formed after the Armenian genocide in Turkey. Today is the 100th anniversary of the start of that genocide. And the California Report's LA bureau chief Stephen Cuevas went out to see how the anniversary is resonating with young Armenians in Southern California.
A lot of Armenian Americans of a certain age can relate to L.A. actress and comedian Lori Tatulian.
When my grandfather would come and visit us, he would share a room with me, and he would wake up in the middle of the night screaming.
Lori would run to the bedside of her mother, Araxi.
Then I would say, Lori, he has a pain, and later on when you grow up, I'm going to tell you the story.
Araxi Tatulian's parents survived the Armenian genocide, barely. Araxi's mother was wounded by Ottoman soldiers, her father orphaned after his family was butchered. Lori Tatulian says her grandparents rarely spoke of it.
This is a burden that I also carry, and what am I to do with this pain, with those nightmares?
Around 200 people crowded into Abril Bookstore in Glendale last week to hear Araxi and Lori Tatulian sing traditional Armenian songs and share stories of their family's survival. Araxi Tatulian says her generation always strived to keep stories of the genocide alive through art, but it's the younger generations who have really thrust it into the pop culture mainstream.
This second and third generation, they feel like there is a big, still a pain. So that's why this year is very special. It's a sacred centennial.
One of the loudest voices is the Grammy Award-winning L.A. metal band System of a Down. For 20 years, the band's been active in raising awareness of the Armenian genocide. Vocalist Serge Tankian also composed the score for 1915, the movie, the first American feature film to explore how the anguish of the Armenian genocide ripples across the generations.
Tonight, on this stage, we will tell the forgotten story of 1915.
Turkey acknowledges atrocities were committed against Christian Armenians under Ottoman rule during World War I, but it insists they occurred during wartime, when many Turks also perished. To this day, Turkey denies there was ever a systematic plan to wipe out Armenians, despite considerable documentation that suggests otherwise.
So it's a movie about denial.
1915 co-director Garin Hovhannisyan.
We definitely feel a great sense of responsibility to all the souls that we left behind in Western Armenia.
The ongoing quest for recognition and reconciliation is the theme of a street mural painted last year in LA's Little Armenia neighborhood by artist Arutyun Gozakachikian.
You can call me Art G.
The mural shows a forearm sliced open by a dagger, the year 1915, exposed beneath the skin. The phrase, "Our wounds are still open," painted in letters that look as if they were carved into the concrete. It's the first public mural in the L.A. area, home to some 350,000 Armenian Americans, to ever commemorate the genocide. Art G says a lot of older Armenians, they were just a lot more reluctant to speak out.
They couldn't be. It's always been scared to talk about it because there was a big giant that was trying to step over and trying to trample them. This generation's different. This generation's actually stepping up.
Stepping up to create art and activism they hope will keep the Armenian genocide seared into people's memories for another 100 years. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.
And that's the California Report for Friday, April 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering by Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Jim Bennett. Guy Maserati and Eric Newman directed the show. The producer was Nina Thorson. The editing team includes Tyke Hendricks, Alex Helmick, Ted Goldberg, and Kat Snow. Ingrid Becker is our senior producer. The executive editor of news is Holly Kernan, and I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bayer, proud to be a Bay Area biotech pioneer for more than 30 years. Bayer, science for a better life. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.